talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marian way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, and we'll guess and goof and talk on Exchange. Read, debate, and think it's Exchange. Tune in, we're on. Turn on, I'm in. It's on today, the Exchange Club.
And it's a Getaway Friday here on WWGH Radio, August the 6th, 2021, 18 minutes past the hour. You're tuned into the Exchange Club, and we've got Michelle and Abby here for the duration of the program. Michelle was here last week, but we might not realize that she was because she spoke in a whisper the entire show. But are you going to whisper? Pull the mic over to you.
I just got here.
See, there you go. Whisper already.
I'm not.
We're in the whisper.
It hurts my ear.
Now, what were you saying as we went on the air there because I couldn't hear you?
What I said?
You said something about ruined. What was your week ruined or something?
Oh, I said my birthday plans kept getting ruined this week.
Oh, no. What were you going to do?
Dinner, and it kept getting ruined.
Oh, dinner with who?
I don't know. My kids.
Liar. Okay. Now that we can move on. See, it's not good to lie.
That's not lying.
Yeah, well, you said you don't know
I
who.
I had different dinner plans. I had, like, a few different dinner plans.
Your nose is growing.
No, I really did.
Okay. Whatever. How are you?
I'm good, Scott. How are
really?
You?
Oh, I'm great.
Yeah, good.
What's new?
There's not a lot new.
We got a parking lot sale.
Oh, yeah.
Gee whiz.
What was that?
What'd you do?
I didn't do anything.
Jeez.
Fix this, guys.
Yeah, parking lot sale. To benefit. I'm reading. I can read it right here for you.
Oh, you have it right in front of
me? I have it right in front of me.
Aw.
Yeah, isn't that nice?
So nice.
Yeah, the parking lot sale to benefit Emmanuel Child Care and Preschool Saturday, August the 6th, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Calling all to come sell and shop. Open to local vendors as well. Sale will include household, family items, baby gear, children's clothing, toys, and more. Refreshments available. All proceeds benefit Emmanuel Lutheran Child Care and Preschool. Don't do that anymore. Emmanuel Lutheran Church parking lot, 241 South Prospect Street, right here in Marion. And I assume all the booth space is taken.
Well, it is, but we can always add tables. I mean, if someone wants to call last minute today or...
Now, do you get to pay $20?
They pay $20, but then they keep all their proceeds, of course. So whatever they sell. Like, our benefit, our profit is from selling the table.
The $20, and you get a table.
Yep.
And a 10 by 10 foot area.
Yep.
All right, there you go.
Didn't you just say Saturday, August 6th?
No, Saturday, August 7th.
No, I swear you said 6th.
The person with the ear problems is critiquing what I'm saying.
Today is the 6th.
It is tomorrow.
Okay.
Okay.
So come out. Scott, you can come have lunch. It'll be good.
Are you going to be there?
I will be there.
Busy.
Look at
now,
me. I just... So rude.
No, I normally would come out because I like a good thrift sale.
I know. It'll be good stuff.
Are you sure?
I think so. We have lots of different things, actually. So, it'll be good. Different kinds of people for different items.
You know what I'm loving is there's air conditioning in here now.
It feels Were you hot before?
It was hot.
I never got hot in here.
I got stuffy.
No, I was good.
Stuffy.
Well, the thing is, Scott, you wouldn't admit it if you were, like, sweating bullets. That's the thing.
I would admit anything.
You would never tell us.
I'm an open book.
No. We say it's hot, he says it's cool.
Oh, boy. You're an open book.
I'm an open book. Whatever you want to know, go ahead and ask.
There you go. He just told you. He just gave you the opportunity.
Yeah, I gave you an opportunity. What do you want to know?
Not a thing. I know everything I need to know about you.
Do you?
I do.
Which is not much.
Actually true. Not much.
Yeah. Well, that's how you got to keep yourself. You got to keep yourself elusive, you know?
Right.
Yeah, that's
totally.
What I like.
But before we went on, you prefaced your statement to me by saying, I don't believe a thing you say.
Well, I don't believe a thing you say because you were... I'm not going to get into the conversation we were having, but you were having a little issue there, and you're going to...
That wasn't...
Why
it?
Are you...
Stop it.
Take those headphones off.
What are these, like, the...
Take those headphones off. Your people are driving me insane.
Not me.
You don't need the headphones. Take them off.
I can't hear otherwise. It's your headphones.
There you go. You're good. Put the headphones down. There you go. You can hear fine.
No, I can't.
You can't hear me over here?
What? I can't hear Abby.
Okay, here we go.
So strange.
Well, she's a whisperer. Okay, here's the thing.
Okay.
Now, we were having a conversation before Michelle came in about something. Forget that. But you were lying, and you were clearly lying.
I was not lying.
You were lying. And I just don't anymore have the time or energy to press you on your lies, so I just don't believe anything you say.
My lie to Scott was me saying, I'm okay. So he considered that a lie.
Which I know that's not true.
But it's, I am okay. That's not
I don't think that's true.
I don't think your listeners would say that I was lying. I just said, I'm okay. And he goes, well, I don't believe anything you say.
Oh, well, I don't believe that because you say you're okay all the time. And then I come to find out that you're not okay through other ways. And I think, well, okay, well, that was a big lie.
Well, but then I think you just need to give me time to tell you that I'm not okay. Right? So if I'm telling I'm okay, then like later maybe I'll say, you know, I wasn't okay.
She's, you know.
We all need time to process.
But I'm a process?
Process.
Oh. Process.
We need time to process.
I don't process anything.
I can
it's
tell.
Process.
I can tell you don't process anything.
Process.
Jeez.
We
anyway.
Process.
This is why we never get to any topics.
You know what? I think your headphones have had it.
No, what's happening is that I have the mics turned up so high because you both talk in a whisper that when you cross a hot mic with a headphone. We're on. When I cross a hot mic with a headphone, this is a rehearsal, okay?
Did we ever rehearse?
Yeah, we need it some days.
I'm going to put these back on. It's driving me nuts.
Why do you need headphones on?
I have to hear.
You can don't cross them with the mic.
Don't cross the streams.
Don't cross the streams. Oh, what movie is that from? I know.
Ghostbusters.
I bet you didn't know that.
I didn't. I wasn't paying attention, though.
Have we talked since I actually saw the Dirty Dancing movie?
No.
Oh, well, I can talk about it now because Angie and I have been through it on the air.
Oh, wait.
Well,
maybe we did.
We did, but we never really talked about it.
Well, it's horrible.
Oh, yeah,
and,
we did.
And it's truly the worst movie ever made, and it's all a scam. And, you know, just don't waste your time.
He still said that our, like, synopsis of it was not accurate, which it totally was.
Go ahead and say your quote again about this movie.
What was the quote?
Like, it's a coming-of-age
movie.
Okay,
what does that mean?
She just graduated high school.
She's
and
trying to figure herself out, who she is, where she belongs. Like,
so she should be enslaved by some dancing teacher?
She volunteered.
Yeah, but he didn't pay her. And then he took her money, and it was just very wrong.
He might have paid her.
I think he paid her.
Listen.
Oh, wait, this isn't Friday night.
Yeah. She was good with it at the end, I think.
No, I don't think she was. She looked very unhappy.
I know. She looks so unhappy at the end.
And then, no, it turns into Footloose at the end. Everybody's dancing in this room. It was very strange.
Do you like Footloose?
Not really. But
okay.
That's what it reminded me of.
So you don't like dancing movies?
No, I'm sure there's some dancing movie I've liked.
What?
Well, not those two.
I'm trying to think of a dancing movie that you might have liked.
I don't know how you don't like Footloose.
Yeah, I love Footloose.
Footloose is strange. Now, explain Footloose.
Ren moves from Chicago. Was he in Chicago, Illinois, down to like the southern town, and you know he's trying to fit in too, and they have all these crazy rules, and ones you're not allowed to dance, and not allowed to read.
Not allowed to dance. The town bans dancing. That's believable.
It's super religious.
That is believable. I think people weren't allowed to dance in places. I bet there's still places.
And her dad was a preacher. Like, it was a whole, it was a religious thing.
Shaw. His name's Shaw.
See, that's right there you lost me when you said the town has outlawed dancing.
Some towns outlaw drinking, some outlaw dancing.
Right, they had... Oh, because they remember the older brother had gone out of town to, like, a dancing club, and they got killed coming back, like, drinking and dancing, and then they, like, outlawed it.
Perfectly believable.
It is.
No, that would never happen.
It might in a small, tiny town in the South. I don't know.
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Well, this was the 80s. I mean, this wasn't now. It's the 80s.
I was around in the 90s, and I talked to people who had lived in the 80s, and I don't remember any stories like that.
So you didn't live in the 80s?
No.
Wow. That's weird.
Well, when you're born in the 90s, you can't live in the 80s.
But honestly, I like Footloose. It's a good movie.
Well, I don't know. Why at the end everybody dances? What is that?
Because they're allowed to dance because they devised a way to have their dance across the county line. why is my child always calling me when I'm
because
at
he,
the radio station?
Well, last week you came on here and spewed a lot of lies.
I did not.
You did.
Uh-oh.
Yeah?
I didn't listen last week.
Oh, last week was bad.
Where was I last week?
Dealing with your things.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You're dealing with stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yes.
That's perfectly okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't worry about that. In any event, last week was the story of how you, right?
I don't remember.
No, you remember.
I don't.
You caused me some unpleasantness, but thank goodness I had to straighten it out.
Very good.
Yes. That's what happened last week.
All smoothed over.
Yep.
Okay.
All good to go.
Missed it.
It was very good.
Yeah, she missed it.
Yeah, I don't know how you missed that. That was good.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I'm trying to think of other dance movies that you might like.
I don't, dancing does not really make or break the movie for me.
Yeah. I just watch.
It's the plot. And I think that banning dancing in a town is a poor plot. And I think that taking some girl and making her work for free, and a very strange movie.
I mean, there's way worse movies than that.
Right, there's more, less believable movies that you probably like. I mean, you have to, suspend that disbelief, right? That's
I am really not a movie person, because...
You always talk about movies.
I do?
Yes.
Where?
A lot, doesn't he?
He likes some movies. 42.
Yeah. Have you seen it yet? No,
you, like,
you haven't.
I just looked it up, though, because I was going to watch it.
Oh, it's very good.
It was actually on not long ago.
And then what's your Christmas movie? It's, I swear we talked about a Christmas movie you like.
Oh, Miracle on...
Right?
Yeah.
I remember that. Yeah. And that was almost 2 years ago,
I
remember
very
this.
Smart. That movie has gotten left behind, and they show It's a Wonderful Life all the time, and they show The Grinch and all that, and they're all fine. But Miracle on 34th Street, the fact that you're putting Santa on trial, that is so brilliant for being real or not being real.
Right.
Because there's so much talk of that.
That's true.
Such a good movie.
Okay.
I don't know if I've ever seen the whole thing.
Oh, you gotta watch it. It's got one of those great endings that's a twist.
But It's a Wonderful Life. I just saw that for the first time like 2 years ago.
Yeah, same.
So,
Yeah, I didn't watch
Oops.
It.
That story's as old as the hills.
I know.
They've even redone it a bazillion
times. What's his
name?
Is it George Bailey?
George Bailey.
Yep.
I don't
watch
care
that now.
For that name at all.
George Bailey?
Yeah, not at all.
Oh, I bet.
I don't really care for that name at all.
I like, my Christmas movie, is it called Love the Coopers?
What kind of junk is that? I'm talking about classics, and you're talking about Love the Coopers?
I know, but I like that movie. It's a good movie. Like, Diane Keaton's in it, and it has a lot of people in it.
I always watch A Christmas Carol every year. Charles Dickens, Scrooge.
Yeah, I haven't watched that for a while.
Our house is more like Elf and Home Alone.
Is that your level? I mean, where are we at? Because
kids.
Of the kids? The kids.
Kids absolutely loves Home Alone.
Well, Home Alone's
funny.
A good movie.
Oh,
Home Alone's
yeah.
a good movie.
It is so a good movie.
A second one I like better when he's in New
Lost
York.
Lost in New York.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't think I've watched that one with him.
The Sticky Bandits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He loves it.
Well, just you get Tim Curry in that movie from Clue. And, and he's so great as the bellman. And
Trump walks through.
Trump is in that movie.
He is.
He absolutely is. And there's some other people in that movie where they really picked up the cast.
I think
they had some money.
Well, every time I...
Rob Schneider's in that movie
yes.
as a bellboy.
The gum.
The gum.
Every time I watch that movie, I want to go to New York City for Christmas.
I like going there for Christmas.
I wanted to do that for my 40th birthday, but other people had different plans, so there's that.
Well, I got invited this year to a big party at the penthouse for Christmas in New York City, so maybe I'll be there this year.
Fun. It's so pretty at Christmas.
You should go.
Well, I've been at Christmas, but never in the penthouse, you see.
We went a couple years ago and went to, the Rockettes, the whole Christmas thing, and it was so Christmassy. Like, you feel that feeling.
Nope, just, still trying to go at Christmas.
Well, I went at Christmas, I think it was in 2001, because it was right after 9/11, and boy, that was really Christmassy, because that tragedy had just happened 3 months earlier, so they were really pushing Christmas, and it was great.
Yep.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah.
I would like to go at Christmas.
You want to come?
Yeah.
Yep.
We'll just bring you right along.
Road trip.
Sure.
Road trip. There you go.
Road trip.
But Home Alone 2 is a good movie. Now, what was the other one you say you watch? Elf?
Elf
is okay.
I like Elf. It's fun.
It's hilarious. Like, my kids love it. We love Will Ferrell, though.
Ed Asner's in it, so I'll pass it.
I like I'm the weirdo. I like The Family Man. It has Nicolas Cage in it. It's from like 2000, and I love that movie. It's like a glimpse of what your life could have been.
That's It's a Wonderful Life.
Yeah, it's kind of based like that, yeah. But I like that movie. That's a good movie. I watch it all the time.
You know, many Christmases ago, I had Zuzu, the girl at the end, who says, every time an angel...
Yeah.
Okay. She was on the show a few years ago.
Oh, really?
For Christmas. And she did that line again.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a good Christmas for me, because she was on, like, Christmas Eve morning.
Yeah, that's cool.
I thought that was fun.
I know. There's weird Christmas movies. Like, I always watch, like, Sleepless in Seattle at Christmas time.
Is that a Christmas movie?
Well, it starts off on Christmas, so I end up always, like, kind of watching it over Christmas, if you remember. They were, like, splitting up, going to the parents' house on Christmas.
It's August 6th, and we're talking about Christmas movies. Although it's not that far off.
It's not. It's going to go fast. It'll go really fast. School's going to start in, like, what, 2 weeks?
Oh, I think less than that.
Isn't it?
About a week and a half.
Yeah, 2 weeks from Wednesday, my kids started.
I don't even know. What date does...
16th.
Is it the 16th? That's what
yep.
I thought.
August the 16th.
Here we go.
Masks in place.
Oh, boy.
So far, we're not masking.
Marion City is.
Marion City is masking.
Yes.
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
My kids are delighted.
Well, you know what? School hasn't started yet anywhere else, and if this continues to happen as it has, there's going to be some changes in other places.
Yeah, I didn't look at the number today. I saw it was like over 90. Is it up from that? Do you know?
I did not look this morning, but you know we had Dr. McLeese on, the medical director for Marion Public Health, on the other day.
Okay.
And he has said it's over 90, but the people with the vaccine don't seem to be getting as sick as people who are not vaccinated.
Right.
And it doesn't seem to be as more severe in general than the original COVID. But it is highly...
contagious.
More contagious.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm a little worried because I don't feel like people are going to be proactive, you know.
No, but you know, I don't know what that is. It's very strange.
They're over it.
You know what I was thinking the other day? Because what is the fear about COVID or the vaccine? What is the reasoning behind not getting it?
I have no idea because I got it.
You got it.
I don't know.
What is the reason? I mean,
that I hear is just it's too new. People think that they don't understand that it's really not a new vaccine.
But what do they think is going to happen?
I don't know. I can't answer. I'm vaccinated, so I don't know.
Well, I'm just confused because if it's, you know, it's going to poison you or something like that, it's interesting because if the government really wanted to do that, they'd probably just do it in the food.
Yeah. Right.
So.
Yeah,
right.
I saw, like, something on social media about, it was like, it's funny, the same people that don't trust the government are the same people that won't get vaccinated because it's not FDA approved. I was like, that's funny. That is funny.
Well, apparently, I was reading this morning that the Pfizer is very close to being FDA approved.
Oh, really? Good.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's good. So.
And once something is FDA approved, then schools can mandate it. And I believe that will happen. I don't think it'll happen this year, but I think it'll happen very quick. Once it's FDA approved.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yep, all right. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, I want to say something on that. When you have your people call in, the doctors and the health department, you know, they say how many people's in there with COVID. But I noticed one thing they will not say, how many people already had their shots. They say, you know, I don't know how many people's had their vaccine that's in the hospital. That's a number that a lot of people would know, but I noticed the people here in Marion don't give that answer.
Well, I think when Dr. McLeese was on Wednesday, we did talk about that to a degree, and I think he said that nobody who's been vaccinated is in the hospital at this point.
All righty. But they haven't said how many people that has been vaccinated that is in the hospital either, you know what I mean?
You mean altogether?
Yeah, all together. It's like they want to encourage the vaccination, but they won't tell you how many people have caught COVID having the vaccine, hospital or not hospitalized. You know what I mean? I noticed that's a question they're avoiding, I think.
Well, I don't think, because there was a point when we were having 10 cases a week. So right. I'm guessing that number would be very, very low, if at all. Because the problem right now that's happening, that's causing all this hysteria, is there were, from May until July, it was about 10 mm-hmm. cases every 2 weeks. That's very, very low. And then all of a sudden, we went from 10 to 99 in a two-week period.
Right. And I understand that. I'm just saying, they don't seem to give the numbers how many people have been vaccinated that has contacted out of the 90-some people. I mean, they'll say people may have contacted it, but they don't give a number. It's like they're encouraging the people to get the vaccine, so that's something I think they're keeping from the public. Mm-hmm. That would be an easy number to find out how many people's caught it here, Mary, that's already been vaccinated. But that's a number they don't seem to know the exact answer. That's how I feel.
Well, to be honest with you, I think part of that is HIPAA laws, because I remember when the whole COVID started, long before the vaccine, when I would ask how many people were in the hospital, they really couldn't, just in general, they could never really give you that, because the health department doesn't really deal with that. The hospital could tell you if they were full or not, but right. It borderlines on people's privacy.
And I understand that. That HIPAA law goes both ways. The health department will give, I know you said it's the hospital, but they'll give the info, but when it comes time to put info some people want to know, they don't have the answer. Well, the HIPAA law, to me, has its pros and cons. Some people don't, you know, they'll answer a question, even though it's the HIPAA law, and some people won't answer a question. So to me, that goes both ways. That's how I feel.
It's interesting.
I'm going to get off here. I got to head back to lunch.
Hey, thank you. Have a good day.
Have a good day.
And phone lines are open if you do have a question, 740-383-9944. The numbers are increasing. This is what's driving a lot of what's going on at this point. But in the end, people are going to do what they're going to do. We're at 37% vaccinated in Marion fully, and 40% with one shot. So that's where we are. And if there isn't mask mandates put in place in places, people will go in. At least you know.
Right.
That's the point.
Right.
You know what you're facing. So if you decide not to wear the mask, if you don't think it works, if you don't think the vaccine works, you know the numbers. We've said it enough. We've banged on the table. We've had doctors on. So you know what you're getting into. I feel it's like a pool. You know you can drown. You know what the risks are. You know what you can do to stop it. We've told you. Now jump in the deep end.
Yeah. Columbus, didn't they just, they put out advisory, right? Like,
because
they've
gotten up over, they're back in the red, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, here we go.
And we're not far from the red.
No, we're not.
So, there you go. But, you know, again, I don't know what people thought. I don't know how they thought we could be at 37% vaccinated and go back to normal. And everything was going to be fine.
Well, I mean, I'm sure there's probably some people that honestly don't believe all of it. You know what I mean? Like, they're just like...
And that's okay.
You know?
People have their right. But we're telling you. You can't say we didn't tell you.
Right. But I'm sure there's people that just don't believe it, think it's just a bunch of, you know, crap people are, you know.
I don't know. You know, this far along, if you don't know somebody who's died or gotten sick from it, I would find that hard to believe.
Yeah. I don't know anybody, like, personally that's died. I mean, I do know, but my mom knows people... A couple people that have passed away from it.
Well,
but
you had it.
I did have it. Yes.
Everybody in my immediate family had it. People here at Terry had it at the station. He was out almost the entire end of last year. He was in the hospital.
Yeah.
For blood clots. I have known a ton of people who've had it.
Yeah, I know a lot of people that have had it. Just, you know, the funny thing is, like, we were good at working last year, and then a bunch of us got it over our break from being open. A lot of the kids got it, too. But my sister got it, and, like, she works from home, and she's like, I have no idea where I got this, you know.
You know, but I did everything they asked.
Right, me too.
So maybe that's how I was able to avoid it, if I did. I might have had it. Who knows?
Right. I didn't avoid it, and I didn't go. I wasn't even, we weren't open at the root beer stand. I hadn't subbed for a few weeks because I finally was taking time off, and I don't know how I got it. I have no idea.
It's just interesting. I think when this 12 and under goes away, which is going to happen fairly quickly, because if the Pfizer gets approved by the FDA, what will people do then? Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, it was on the news last night when they showed the graph for the state that Marion County is in the red.
Oh, we're back in the red now.
And they even mentioned it as one of the leading growth counties that, compared to the rest of them.
Well, that's interesting. Well, I appreciate that. Thank you. Well, there you go. We are in the red.
Now, have you noticed more people, like, do they have masks on at the stores? I haven't been out. I don't go to the store.
I've seen a few that seem to be wearing, I don't know if they ever stopped wearing them, but I have seen more, like, right after the mask mandate was over, nobody had them on.
Right.
And so now I have seen a few people that have had them on, but maybe, I mean, definitely not a lot.
I jumped all over buying masks after the city schools announced. I was, like, ordering masks. I never threw away the, like, the reusable ones, but the disposable ones I instantly ordered because I was afraid they were going to be gone or way overpriced.
You know, I don't know. It's all very interesting, and it will be an interesting study in human psychology this time. This 2 year period.
I know. It's almost been, gosh.
It's a year and a half.
Almost. A year and a half. Almost. It's crazy.
Well, the pandemic of 1918 went about 2 years.
Oh, did it?
Yeah.
I just read, what was I reading? Someone was like, yeah, the first round started March 13th, and it was a Friday, and then next Friday is August 13th, a Friday.
Go ahead, caller.
Hey, yeah, I was just going to address why some people don't get masks. You know, it's interesting. My father-in-law and mother-in-law, they are dead set against it because of religious reasons, because they feel like if you get it, it's similar to taking the mark, as in the mark of the beast. So I think that's pretty wild.
Well, that's interesting. And,
yeah, that's why they don't take it. But my father-in-law just came down with COVID yesterday, and he's sick as a dog. And, you know, me and the wife have taken our vaccines, and we haven't got it, thank goodness. And but he's just as sick as a dog, and I'm thinking, now, where's that mentality getting you now, bud? You know? So, yeah, and so, yeah, for religious reasons, and it's more than just my mother and father-in-law I've talked to. It's just, yeah, some people think it's an equivalent of taking the mark. So I think that's pretty pretty far out there.
Well, I think that's interesting, and I'm glad you shared your story, and I hope your family member feels better soon.
Yeah, me too. I hope he does, and maybe he'll reconsider and get the shot so he'll not get it again or something like that.
Yeah. Hey, thank you.
Hey, thanks, guys.
It's an important thing right now. I mean, to be on the air during this time has been strange.
You know, we
never missed a day.
Right.
Never missed a day.
Yeah.
But it's really, I don't ever remember anything like that. Because wars don't, I mean, you get the news, but it doesn't affect you daily.
Right.
And 9/11, I mean, you felt sad, but we weren't in New York. It didn't affect you directly. This has been the most ongoing, unbelievable thing that has affected everybody.
Yes.
Unbelievable.
Everywhere.
I don't think, and I'm so glad we've taped every, I mean, I always talked about it long before that we tape everything the station's ever done.
Right.
But during this time that people will be able to go back during the pandemic and listen to what local Marion people were talking about.
You're going
to
be on money.
Well, but, you know, aside from the shows I've done with you, because those were pretty useful.
You're going to be on a dollar bill, Scott.
Well, I think I should.
That's right.
I think I should. I've always said that's what needs to happen.
You're going on it. But, I mean, yeah.
Sainthood.
I mean, it's across the world, like. Someone I know that's stationed in Japan, they said they have curfew 8 p.m. because of everything.
I still think that if at some point they just closed absolutely everything for a month and gave people one more stimulus to live on for a month and gave people a week, get to the grocery store, get stocked up for a month,
right.
A viral disease would fizzle out in that time.
That's what I think we talked about this, like, Dr. Art Ulin said
that. Dr. Art Ulin said that.
3 weeks?
Yep.
He said 3 weeks. If everybody would have actually stayed home for 3 weeks, it would have been done.
But we can't do that.
I can definitely tell you everybody did not stay home for 3 weeks.
People didn't stay home for 30 minutes.
They did. The first day, it was a Tuesday, I remember, because we were open. So, we weren't that busy. And then by Wednesday, it was insane, crazy. Nobody was staying home.
Grocery store never stopped.
No.
It got busier.
Right. But there was less traffic, which I thoroughly appreciate
you
it.
You know, at McDonald's in the morning during that
remember
time
that?
Was very nice. I could get in and out quick.
Loved it. But
the first day, I mean, I'll never forget that, because going downtown, it was like Three Mile Island. It was like a nuclear bomb.
Right, the first day, no one was out. I remember we were open.
Monday morning.
But then that next day, was it a Monday morning? And then the next day?
People started to creep back.
Oh, gosh.
But it took a couple weeks before people were back out on the streets. People thought they were going to be arrested. It was something.
I remember the next day, though, at the restaurant, it was like 1:30 in the afternoon. It was a weird time, not lunchtime, and all these cars started pulling in, and I thought, what is going on? And then I realized everybody was home. Mm-hmm. People weren't at work.
And 600,000 people dead.
Wow.
Over 600,000 people dead in the United States, not worldwide. It's been a fascinating time.
Yeah. I mean, I understand people, though, that, like, people that can't wear masks, I do understand that, or get vaccinated, if they have, like, underlying issues, or, like, people that might have sensory issues, you know, wearing it, I get that. I do get that. But I know a lot of people I talk to is just like, I'm over it, I'm sick of it. Okay.
You know what's funny?
Great.
I remember one of the early stories, probably in the first or second week of the pandemic, was that all these babies were going to be born 9 months later.
Mm-hmm.
Never happened.
Right.
Never happened. And I think it was partially because of germs.
I think it happened. I think there was a lot of babies born.
It did not happen. Where was this?
No. It was either or people were stuck at home.
That would have been in November.
There's a bunch of divorces happening.
I work out of childcare. We've had a lot of calls for babies.
There you go.
I don't know that your numbers are accurate, but I remember there was supposed to be like a big...
I don't know. I'm not saying there was like a huge boom, but we've had a lot of calls.
I don't think that's what people were doing during that time. What I think people were doing, I think they were trying to figure out how to stay alive, how they can get masks. They were ordering hand sanitizer.
I think people were binging Netflix at that time.
And trying to find cameras so they could Zoom.
I think people
remember when there was you couldn't get a computer camera to save your life.
Well, you couldn't get a Chromebook or anything either.
Yeah.
You know, it was bad. You couldn't get anything.
So there you are.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, too bad the vaccine wasn't readily available when they did the stimulus.
Well,
if they do another stimulus program. If this thing leads bad again, you should have to have the shot to get the stimulus.
Well, there is, I've heard
if
that brought up.
That
kind of makes sense.
We've had vaccinations. All the money they gave out on stimulus, people wouldn't turn that down. They would get vaccinated.
Mm-hmm. Money drives it all.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yep.
Again, 740-383-9944. That's very true, and it might, but then people would call it a bribe. That's what a lot of this has been. The health department was giving away $100 yesterday.
I know.
If you went
I was
up
like,
and
where
got
was
vaccinated.
My $100 in March? Dang it. I'm kidding, but...
No, but there's a lot of things that go with that are a little bit frustrating. People, because they can't hire employees, they're getting all these, like, sign-on bonuses and, you know, just come for an interview and you get money. Like, what about the people that have worked the entire time?
Right.
I mean, that's frustrating.
Me.
I mean, it's frustrating.
No, not you. You were off for like 3 months or something like that.
Not because I still worked. It wasn't because I
worked.
We closed, but I mean, I did not work because I wanted to stay home.
Scott and I walked uphill every day to work
day
during that stay at home.
Go ahead, caller.
Hey, let me ask you something real quick, and it's not about
COVID,
but have you been hearing about all this abandoned houses on catching fire?
Oh, yeah, I heard that.
Yeah, we've been hearing a lot about that. I think until we find out what's going on...
don't talk about it.
Yeah, I don't know what much there is to say about it.
I can't hear the call.
I know, it's crazy. I just wondered if you'd heard about it.
Yeah, I've been hearing about it. Well, if anybody has any information, then give us a buzz.
Well, I'm going to buzz off here and wait on my garbage burger. I'm at Stewart's.
You're at Stewart's?
Yeah.
Well, you went at the right time, I'll tell you.
Yeah, all right, have a good
day. Enjoy, bye-bye.
I was going to ask her if they're busy right now so I can sit here and stress out.
Well, she's ordering a garbage burger there. She took the bus over.
That's nice of her.
Yeah. The fire thing, I have watched, but to me, I don't know. I mean, there's not much of a story there at this point because we don't know anything.
Right.
Just that houses are catching on fire.
Right.
No one's doing it?
Well, somebody, but we don't know who.
No.
Oh, where I haven't paid attention. I've been, you know, I can't hear anything, can't see anything.
Don't you listen to this station every day? You
this
get all
week,
the news.
I had a really bad week. I did
what
not
is wrong
have
with
a good
you?
Week.
Are you ill?
I have vertigo still, and I have an ear infection now, and
I guess I didn't need you two today. I'm getting the phone calls.
I guess so.
It's go ahead, caller.
Us. It's because of us.
I was able to get a spot, so I don't think they're swamped, but I'd call it steady. And no, I'm on my lunch break. I didn't take the bus, Scott.
Oh, that's a shame.
Thank you. Not my personal vehicle.
Hey, thank you.
All right.
Hey, that's a thing we can bring up here and get end this show on a happy note. We've got about 15 minutes left. Is that last week you committed? You remember? You know what I'm talking about?
I don't.
You do. Here's what's going to happen. We're working on this. During the holiday time, there's going to be the Holiday Bus Tour 2021.
I did not commit to this.
You committed to this. So here's what's going to happen. We've got two bus drivers who have already committed to this, Sarah and Dave. And don't
you
smile
at me
like I'm going to forget somebody's name. Sarah and Dave, who have committed to drive the city buses a few nights out of the winter. We're going to go look at, and Mary Ellen last Friday said she would come on the bus with me, and we're going to sing Christmas carols, and we're going to go around to all the lights, and it's going to be two buses. Glenn's going to be a part of this whole thing. Sean, we're going to have Santa Claus. It's going to be a big thing. So, after we're done with the bus tour, both buses are going to converge on Stewart's because they'll be closed at that time, and Michelle's going to come out with cookies and hot chocolate for the crowd. There you go.
Yeah. Even though, like, I have my water shut off up there at Christmas
time.
Well,
you go to the store and you buy water.
You, like, why can't I? We'll just go to Abby's house. Just
wait, what?
We'll just go back to your house.
In front
you
of the house.
You have hot chocolate and cookies?
Oh,
homemade
we're not
cookies?
Invited to go look at the lights with you guys. We
no, you can come
the
on the
server.
Bus ride. It's free.
I always go look at Christmas lights at Christmas time.
Well, so bring your menagerie and get on the bus.
Take a whole bus.
Yeah, okay. Well, you can get on the other bus. We'll figure out what bus I'm going to be on, and we'll get you on the other one.
Do you know what today is, though? Today is Root Beer Float Day.
Is it?
It's National
Root
Beer Float Day.
What are you doing for that?
I'm doing 4 to 8. It's Root Beer Float Day. They're $1.16 floats in the to-go cups.
$1? That's
from
not normal.
4 to 8. Oh, no, that's
not
normal.
Oh, there you go. From 4 to 8, you go over and get a dollar Root Beer Float
Day. I do it every year.
But you don't. You gotta tell somebody, don't you?
Well, I didn't want to put it on Facebook. I don't ever put it on Facebook too soon because then I get the people that show up at like 2:30, 1 a.m. and then it just I'm not.
Maybe I'll swing by and I can get one on my way here.
Yeah, I'm not staffed for it.
That's 4 days.
Day to day.
So I get a free root beer.
When did it become free?
Free.
It's $1.
No, I mean me.
Oh, you get. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, okay, thank you.
I'll buy your dinner for you.
Oh, you're. Now write that down.
Oh,
that's
I will.
That's where I'm going for dinner tonight.
I'll buy
dinner.
You dinner. I'm going to be there tonight. I'm the only. What time are you stopping by?
Well, I usually come on my way here.
You're going to say 6 because.
Like,
I got to go pick up from volleyball at 6. And I'm not there. I'll send Dawson to pick up from volleyball.
Well, no, I usually come this way about 6:37.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, then I'm having dinner there tonight.
I mean, I can include Angie's dinner too.
Oh well, good. You should be along with me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Since, you know. But yeah, dollar.
Well, I wasn't. No, I hope you weren't going to make her pay.
I'm not.
Jeez.
She stuck up for me last week, so she said it was both our faults.
Well, but
yep.
You don't even know what she saw.
I listened,
about,
nope. But I did. Oh, Mary Ellen showed up to Stewart's, and we weren't there.
That,
yeah,
yes.
It was not my fault.
She said, "Well, maybe you should make a phone call."
I had 3 hours to reroute my whole.
So instead
plan.
Of calling Mary Ellen first, he made sure he had his show.
In any event. Moving along.
And it was so hot in there.
Mary Ellen and I are fine.
It's okay. The kids provided food for her and drink.
I appreciate that. But it wasn't my fault. It's you. For three days, I said, I'm coming. And 3 hours before, you said, oh, no, I got dinner. And then come to find out, I don't even think you went to dinner.
Abby's on our group chat. Did I ever confirm? Did I ever confirm that last week?
So.
I don't think
you
so.
You wouldn't agree with me if I had the evidence sitting right in your face.
I would.
No, you wouldn't. You've never agreed with me.
I would.
You've never agreed with me. Matter of fact, you've said nasty, profane things to me that were not warranted.
It's about time, isn't it?
But you know, today is National Root Beer Float Day. Time.
We give our kids root beer floats for a snack today. They get root beer floats on.
Well, that's very nice, but what I'm saying is that you're going to get the hot chocolate, you're going to give the cookies to the people after the bus tour.
I feel like we need dates and times.
Well, I'll get that down.
I told him this. I said, because I have a basketball player, you have wrestlers.
A whole life of stuff.
I'm not saying that I'm not going to give you notice.
We might be willing participants, but we need advance notice. You can't just cancel on it or just not show. Like, Mary Ellen, you can't do that.
Hey, you can't be mad because I'm providing dinner for you tonight.
Listen, here's the deal. One of you will most likely be available. It's going to be like three. I think it's going to be the night after Thanksgiving will be the first night. Okay, so write that down. And then
the night after Thanksgiving. That is...
You're like a parrot today. You just repeat what
that
I
That is a shopping day.
Not in the morning. Not at night.
Yeah, you're sleeping at night.
No, you're out on the bus singing Christmas carols and hymns and all this sort
Maybe
of thing.
Maybe like the Sunday after Thanksgiving.
No, not Sunday. We're doing it that day. It's Black Friday. and then it'll be like two Thursdays in the month of December.
That's three times.
Yeah, three times.
I have to find out if basketball games are on Thursdays. I think they are.
Well, that's fine, but you just prepare them that afternoon before you go, and then you leave them there for us when we pull up.
My doctor's office
You've got
is
everything
calling me.
Planned out.
Yeah, are you ready? You're going to help, right? You're not going to be, like, sideline. When are you to ditch people?
I try not to ditch people.
Well, so you're in? What?
What?
Don't tap dance. Are you in for this or what?
We need schedules.
If I can.
What kind of friend are you? What if I needed a kidney?
If I can. I have five kids. Like, honestly, if I can.
I'm not saying you have to put your kids in an orphanage. I'm just saying for two nights in the month of December, you can bake some cookies and get some hot chocolate.
Right, if we don't have a wrestling meet with three wrestlers.
You don't have to be there. You just have to leave it there.
Oh, just leave hot chocolate and cookies
with Michelle.
Well, what if he's not there?
With Dawson.
Okay. I do have lights hung in the back. That would be...
There you go.
There you go. I need Perfect. To get some replacement.
And well, you know what? It could be nice. We've had nice nights in December. The night after, maybe we'll get Santa Claus to sit out on one of your picnic tables and have the little kiddies come over. Won't that be fun?
Totally.
That would be major excitement.
You know, one year we had what are they? The little mini cars. They all showed up.
Did they? Did they? The mini cars.
You know the teeny tiny. What are they? The Fiat.
The Shriners.
The little now. The Fiats. Is that what they are? The small cars. What are the really small economy cars?
Like smart cars.
Like the tiny ones. What are they called?
What is she saying, Scott? Help.
What are the like little two seater cars? They're like little miniature cars on the highway. Do you know what I'm talking about?
The smart cars is like in the
Fiat.
Fiats.
What are they called?
Two seaters.
Dawson's gonna text me and tell me.
I don't know.
Hold on, I'll look it up.
A Prius?
No. The little tiny cars that you see on the road.
I don't know. I'm just asking.
Well, I was saying someone had a car dress. It was decorated like Santa's sleigh.
Oh.
And oh, how nice.
Yeah, but this was like in the middle of April.
But we're going to bring Santa over and then all the kids. Because, you know, I don't think they do that in the mall anymore.
Who's Santa? I mean, are you?
Santa. The real Santa.
Oh, you're bringing the whole Santa.
The real Santa.
Okay.
I don't bring phonies.
Okay. Perfect.
You could be Santa.
Nah.
You want to be Santa?
Nope.
You sure?
Mrs. Claus.
Mrs. Claus.
Yes. No jokes. Just stop it there.
like those cars.
What are you talking about?
You know, the tiny ones.
Oh, okay.
Newer ones.
You know what I'm talking about?
I'm
the newer
you.
Ones.
Yeah.
There was like 35 of them. They were
It's not a Beetle. It's a Fiat.
It's a Fiat.
They're the small cars, and they travel around, and there was like 35 of them there. It was insane.
Wow, that's exciting.
It was at 11 o'clock.
So, it's a done deal. That's what we've learned here today, is that there's going to be big doings coming up in December, actually the last Friday in November, the day after. Could you put a tree up?
What?
At a place that she doesn't go to?
Just get a tree up there, will you?
Are you paying for my electric bill?
No, you don't have to have it on all the time.
When I'm not open?
Just plug it in for the hour we're there.
When I'm not making any money?
You'll be fine. You'll be good.
I gotta turn on the LED lights that use so much electricity.
Yeah, we're really gonna put you out of business.
I know. I'm gonna go out of business.
All right. So cookies and hot chocolate. I think it's better.
You know,
than
this isn't confirmed yet. I have to have sports schedules first.
Right.
Again, if one of you is busy, the other can do it. If you know, we'll do it that way. And then if both of you are busy, I'm sure the kids will pitch in.
I'm sure my kids don't even change the trash, let alone...
Oh, I think they work there. you know, Dawson and your daughter, who I've never met, maybe I'll meet her on this run. She can help with the cookies.
Oh, boy.
Yeah,
They change the trash at work. They don't change it at home.
Well, there you go. We're going to be at work, not at home. We're not coming to your house.
It's not work in December. It's just a building...
Any big weekend plans as we wrap this up?
Well, we're having float night tonight.
4 to 8.
4 to 8.
A buck.
Right.
Yep.
No sooner.
No luckier.
Like, no sooner than 4 o'clock, because it gets kind of crazy.
What about you? Weekend plans?
Not really. No. Nothing big.
Nothing big. All
I'm
going
to recruit her to work.
So. Yeah.
Oh, you going to go over to work?
That would be a trip.
I have offered up my services many times.
I'm working all weekend. That's what I'm doing.
What
is working.
Excitement.
Work.
Garbage burger. What's on a garbage burger?
It is 2 quarter-pound cheeseburgers with lettuce, tomato, and super sauce with cheese.
And how much does that cost?
I think it's $3.59 for a double quarter-pound cheeseburger.
I got to start perusing the menu because I'm coming tonight for free food.
Yeah. $3.59 is a pretty good price. Though?
You always get
this. No, I vary it up. Sometimes it's shredded chicken, sometimes it's a burger, sometimes it's fries. Mozzarella sticks, I like those.
Yeah, those are good.
But can you load those up? I mean, I don't like the small portion because I bring it here and eat throughout the show.
Oh, you want more than what the order is?
Like double it up.
Yeah. I have one young man that's been working for me for years, and he always... It's 4 and a, you know, they're priced for 4, but he always puts 5 in. My employee, I go, you owe me $1 million in mozzarella sticks.
$1 million in mozzarella sticks.
He laughs every time because he always puts in 5 every time he makes them for himself. I don't care.
Well, it's been fun to have you both. You'll be back next week.
Yep.
What's next? Oh, next week's Friday the 13th.
Oh, get ready. Now come with scary stories next week.
Scary stories.
Hey, you both could come without your makeup. You'd scare me to death.
I don't have any makeup on.
What are you talking about?
I'm not coming. Why would we come back after that?
Right.
No, that was comedy. You know, that was comedy. Comedy right there.
Well, you have to leave your makeup at home too, Scott.
Well, it's hard for me to get up and not put the makeup on in the morning. All right, I'll be back tonight, 8 to 10. Stay tuned for more here on WWGH Radio. For Michelle and Abby, this is Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
...by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Adam Media and Adam the Computer Guy are a proud supporter of WWGH Radio, offering remote and on-site technical support, network setup, and computer troubleshooting for homes and businesses. Website pctech.biz or adamthecomputerguy.com. Telephone number 740-531-2326. Also available mobile notary services in Central and Mid-Ohio.
We here at WWGH Radio 107.1 FM are proud to...